Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today, I am alone. Today, I'll be discussing two things for our next dual episode. Today, I'll be discussing two Microsoft game series that are getting. That are already getting new media next year, specifically in the show, in like series categories. That is the second season for Halo, the Halo show, and the maybe first season of Fallout. So, and I'll be discussing the trailers for those. So, recently, this month, December, we got the trailer for the trailer for the Fallout show, and the trailer for the second season of the Halo show. Now, we're going to the first, of course, going in release order. First up is Halo Season 2. Now, as many of you, I don't know if many of you know, but I don't like the Halo TV show. And I made it very apparent in my episode on Halo. The first season of Halo. We knew the second season was coming out at some point in the future, but we didn't know when and how good it would be. So we don't know, and we didn't know, and now we do. Now we do know what it's going to go into. And yeah. So the first season of Halo caught some flack because it is not very, it's not very accurate to what the original Halo game was supposed to be. I'm not sure if it's very accurate to the books. It seems to be taking some things from there, but then again, the creators of the show said that they're not taking the games into consideration, which is very weird and something that I don't think they should be doing. But now that the first season is done and they've set up all of this, we're going to the second season. So, what did the trailer present us with? Well, it presented a lot of stuff that still doesn't look like Halo, I would say. Yeah, let's get into it, some of the speculation. So, will there be any unnecessary plot lines? That's my first question, and honestly, I don't know. Maybe. The trailer, it looks like we're getting more unmasked Master Chief, or as many people have started to call him, Master Cheeks. many have started to call him Master Cheeks, which is an absolutely great name. But, it looks like we're getting some more things with Master Cheeks, unmasked and sort of going about planets and soul searching, I guess, which is something I don't think people want to see this from Halo. I don't think it's the best thing to do. I don't think it's the best thing to do in any like Halo things, because something that's never really established in the games, and it's kind of just taking Halo into a completely different direction. Now, as I probably stated in the episode talking about the Halo, the first season of Halo, I have not played any of the Halo games. I'm not very well versed in the Halo universe. So I don't know what Halo is about. I have the basic rundown of what Halo's about, but I am not that well versed in the lore of Halo. But back then I did watch the first few, I think the first mission of the first Halo game. So that's something, I guess. And I gotta say, what they did here, I don't think it's that. I don't think it was that good. We did have that weird thing with, what was her name? Quan Ha. Where is she in the cast? Quan Ha. And that's something that I thought it was weird. It's something that I don't think really belonged there. I don't remember a lot of what happened in season one. I actually forgot that this character McKee completely died. It seemed weird. I probably do need to rewatch this, which is, I don't want to do that, but I probably will have to rewatch the entire season, all of these 9 episodes, which sound absolutely like an awful, awful thing to do. But yeah, I don't know if there'll be any. It looks like there will be more things that pad out the time of the series and things I don't want to see, because I don't care about any of these characters. I don't care about Master Chief. That's something I should be caring about. I should be caring about the main character of the show. Well, I mean, aside from fucking Quan Ha, which, goddamn, I really don't care. I really don't care about Quan Ha. I hope you don't see Quan Ha again. She was one of the worst parts of the first season, because she just, like, took away from anything that was actually of substance. So, yeah. I hope we don't see any more of these unnecessary plot lines, but we will probably see more of these unnecessary plot lines, if I'm being honest. So yeah, next up, will we actually go to Halo Ring? So something I was kind of saying that was in the original game. Like, in the original game, we open up with, I'm pretty sure, the Covenant attacking the UNSC ship. And then Master Chief goes on an escape pod and lands on the Halo Ring, because they just discovered the Halo Ring. And the whole game takes place on the Halo Ring. I think most of it takes place on the Halo Ring. But that's something we haven't seen here in the show. So we're gonna go to the Halo Ring. Hopefully we go to the Halo Ring. The Halo Ring is in the show. And reading here, it was a big part of the later part of the season, if John and McKee having shared vision of the Halo, which I actually completely forgot about that even happening. But yeah, it just goes to show, like, I don't fucking remember anything from this goddamn show. I didn't like this. This is stupid. I don't know. Hopefully we go talk to Halo Ring. If they're gonna save the Halo Ring for season 3, first of all, it's a bad thing, because they only confirmed 2 seasons, and we're only gonna get the 2 seasons. So the fact is that we probably, if season 2 doesn't do well, then I'm pretty sure we won't get season 3. And if they're gonna save the Halo Ring for season 3, 1, that's a very bad move, and 2, we probably won't get a season 3, because this series got very poor reviews from fans. Well, I mean, apparently, going here to the reception, it has a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 7 out of 10 on IGN, generally favorable reviews on Metacritic. But yeah, I don't like it. So yeah, I didn't like it. I don't think a lot of people liked it. So I don't know if we'll actually see a third season if we're gonna go with this. So I hope we actually go to the Halo ring in this season. So we actually, you know, get to see the Halo ring in Halo, the show, the main thing that we actually want to see about Halo. So yeah, next up, will it follow the story of the Gigas more closely? I don't think it will. I hope it does. I hope we get to see more of the things. If the Halo ring is going to be a thing we go to almost immediately, I really hope we get to see more of the first Halo game, that sort of thing. More ideas from the first Halo game. Maybe we even get to see the Arbiter. Maybe. That'll be cool. Finally getting to see the Arbiter come back, be introduced into this show. If we're not going to get the Arbiter, that's going to be really sad. Because the Arbiter is a fan favorite character, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people would like to see the Arbiter in this show. So yeah, I don't know if we get to see more of the game story. Maybe. Now that they actually, like, the first season came out and fans have talked about it, maybe they got more feedback and maybe they're actually taking a closer look at the game so we get more of the actual game lore, but I don't think it's gonna happen. I really don't think it's gonna happen. It's sad that we're not gonna get anything cool Halo. This is my first thing of Halo, experience with Halo, and I'm probably not gonna get that much experience of Halo. I don't own an Xbox, so my experience with Halo will be kind of limited to this show and the novels, which I'm planning to get the novels. So yeah, there's that. I don't know. I will try to become more before this show comes out, just in 2 months, before the season comes out. I'm gonna try to get more versed in the Halo lore, so I can give a full review if I'm just talking about not being a fan. So yeah. I don't know if I'll follow the lore more closely or use the game story more closely, but maybe. So another thing I want to talk about is, how does Master Chief come back? One of the few things I remember about this show, aside from the weird obsession of showing the characters' butts, the uninteresting characters, the set scene, and I actually remembered the whole Master Chief like origin story thing, which is really weird. I remembered that Master Chief was taken over by Cortana at the end of the show, at the end of the first season. Now we see Master Chief back to being himself. Now I actually think that they were going somewhere with Cortana being inside of Master Chief's head. I feel like that could have been an interesting enough plot point for the second season. Like seeing Master Chief sort of becoming more like Master Chief, and maybe from the games, and maybe seeing him sort of incorporate that, or maybe see like Cortana take over sometimes in the second season. Or maybe the second season is about Master Chief regaining consciousness from Cortana. It could have gone a lot of different ways. But I don't think we're gonna get that. I don't think we're gonna get that at all. To me, it seems like we're gonna get Master Chief back almost immediately, which is really, really disappointing. I thought they were really going somewhere with this, but they're not. And that's bad. It goes to show that these people don't know how to write a good story. Because they don't know anything about the games. They don't know anything about the games. So, and they probably don't they probably haven't taken writing lessons. Or have that or just don't write in general. I don't know how you're able to make a show this bad about Halo. But you did. It could have been an adaptation, but it's not. It's not an adaptation. So yeah. I don't know if Master Chief's gonna come back, but he's probably gonna come back immediately, and that's gonna be really, really sad. So yeah. So my next point. What was the point of season one? Really? What was the point of season one? This what we see from the trailer, I feel like could be the first season of the show. If we're not gonna do anything with Master Chief, and of Cortana taking over Master Chief, if we're not going to do anything with the Halo ring, or if we are going to the Halo ring, we didn't need that explanation. If they're gonna give a new explanation about the Halo ring, if Quan Ha's entire plotline didn't matter to anything other than to her character instead of the show, and if Master Chief development didn't matter, if the Spartans in Spartans quote unquote development didn't matter, what's the point? What is the point of season one? Because to me, it looks like there is no point to it. I'm talking about rewatching it, but I don't know if I'll need to rewatch it because what I see from the trailer, it doesn't look like they're taking anything from season one other than it continues on from there. This could easily be the first season. I feel like from the trailer, it could have said season one, and I probably would have understood what was going on. But no, it is the second season, but it looks like it's not taking anything from the second season, from the first season, and continuing it. It's just continuing the storyline, but not really caring about the first season. So what is the point of the first season? If you're gonna completely ignore it because it might have been bad, then I don't know. Don't do this. It's so weird. To me looking at the trailer, it looks like there is no point to rewatch season one. I'm probably gonna do it anyways. I don't know if I'll do it. It is 9 episodes of pure cringe. I don't know how long the episodes are. But I know they're over 40 minutes, so it's gonna take a while for me to really get to it. And also, I'm gonna have to watch it on my phone because this show is, yes, I guess where I'm from, back in Paramount Plus isn't even a thing. So yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it somehow. But yeah. So, in conclusion, I'm hopeful this show will become something good, but if it's not, I won't be surprised. And if you want good Halo content, I suggest you watch Crash. Yes, it is a series kind of like Red vs. Blue. I know that's a bit of a popular series. Red vs. Blue is getting its final season next year. So yeah, if you want good Halo content, go watch Crash. It's really good. I don't know if I'll make an episode on it when it finishes, because I don't know when it will finish, but Crash is really good. Just look up Crash the series, or Crash Boomerang with 2 0's instead of 2 0's. One of the best things I've seen in 2023, gonna be honest with you. I don't know how long it'll be, but the 4 episodes that are out are really good. So yeah, moving on to the next Xbox exclusive series. I mean, it's like Microsoft, Bethesda, or whatever. That's not Bethesda. Bethesda not part of Etzvot, so this counts as well. Anyways, Fallout. Now, kind of like Halo, I wouldn't consider myself a fan of Fallout. I have played a little bit of Fallout 4, I know a little bit of Fallout, but not enough to call myself a fan. I'm not gonna act as a fan. I'm gonna act as an outsider looking in to the world of Fallout. And I will do it with this show. I will watch the show. I will definitely be watching this show. So yeah, let's go into my first point, which is uses of different parts of the lore. Now, what I can see from here is that they're using the Brotherhood of Steel? I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Brotherhood of Steel. And that is something that apparently wasn't Fallout 4. I didn't know that. Okay, so they were in Fallout 4. I didn't know that, but yeah, Brotherhood of Steel seems to be something that's part of the lore, pretty big part of the whole world. There's the ghouls, which are like, I'm pretty sure they're like irradiated people. Then there's the things from, there's a bunch of, I don't know. I'm not the biggest, I don't know a lot about Fallout, but apparently Brotherhood of Steel is something that's pretty big in the game. So I don't know if they're gonna, I don't know if they're using different parts of the lore, but it looks like they're grabbing things from different games and putting it here, which I think makes sense. So yeah, I can't really say now that looking at the Brotherhood of Steel that was in Fallout 4. So let me just go in appearances. So yeah, I don't know to what capacity the Brotherhood still operates in, but they see, I don't know when the Brotherhood still comes out of, is in Fallout 4, but they seem to be pretty into the lore. And there's also all of these different things, like we want, I can't speak. It looks to be taking the ghouls from Fallout 4. So yeah, that goes to my next point, which I actually completely fumbled that first point because I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, next up is inspiration from different games. So what I can definitely say is that it takes a lot from Fallout, from the recent Fallout games. Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Fallout 76. Ugh. But it also takes a lot of things from, it's mostly from Fallout 4. We get the dog from Fallout 4 being here. There's a bunch of survivors, which I'm guessing is going to be something that it takes from Fallout 76. And there is the ghouls, which takes the design from Fallout 4. There's a lot of inspiration from Fallout 4. And the whole, the way the world is presented is mostly like Fallout 4. So I'm interested to see how this works. So yeah, next up is the speculation. So will it be canon? Maybe. From what I can see, the Fallout universe is something that you can really make a story out of. That you can easily make a story out of because the Fallout universe is very vast and something that could entertain itself to having more stories than just the games, and something like this being canon could work. It's something that I think could be canon. Maybe it isn't canon. Maybe this show isn't canon. Just maybe. But maybe it is, and maybe we get to see these characters show up later. I don't know if they're going to do a Fallout interconnected universe. I don't know if characters in Fallout really come back, because I know that a lot of the Fallout games take place like hundreds of years between each other. So there's that. So I don't know if it'll be, if we'll see these characters again. But yeah, maybe we see characters from the games yet in here. But yeah. You also see the care robot, I forgot his name, but it was like the caretaker robot in Fallout 4. Get to see that. I don't know if it showed up in other parts of the canon, but yeah. So, my next point, what will be the story? Fallout really lent itself to having a lot of stories, but in here we don't really see that story. We don't see what this is going to be about. So there seems to be this woman protagonist, and she is going to be part of one of the Fallout shelters, one of the vaults specifically, and she goes out to the world, and she gets like and people are like, I guess, gunning out for her. Or trying to get into the Fallout shelter. I have no idea what it's going to be about. But maybe it'll be interesting. From that perspective, it doesn't seem very interesting. If it's just going to be her learning to survive in the Fallout, in the Fallout universe. Maybe it will be something that's interesting, but I don't know. So yeah, my next point is, why there's so many Vault Dwellers? From what I've seen in Fallout 4, all the Vault Dwellers in that vault were dead. They were so dead. And one of the things that really makes Fallout is the fact that a bunch of characters and Vault Dwellers have already died. So if I'm gonna guess, the fact that there are a lot of Vault Dwellers is because because this takes place earlier in the timeline, maybe around Fallout 76, maybe even before Fallout 76. Like between the Great War and Fallout 76, which we know Fallout 76 is the first game in canon. Maybe we'll get something like that. But I don't know. I hope it does. I hope we get to see the explanations of why there are many Vault Dwellers, and maybe some things that tie into the games. I don't know. Yeah. Next up is, will it actually follow the game's lore, unlike Halo? There's a lot of things. I said, there's a lot of things you can take from the game's lore and put it in here and make it work. Maybe we'll see the main character take sides of somebody and try to survive their own ways, and maybe even make an impact in the history of Fallout. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah. If it follow the game's lore isn't like that hard to follow. I feel it's just, it's not, I'm pretty sure the Chinese in this universe bombed all of America with nuclear bombs and sent it, and then sent them to like nuclear, into a nuclear wasteland. So now it's scrambling to survive. There's not much you can do to screw up the lore. But maybe it'll take lore from the games, from the actual games we have here. And different things, and start, instead of making their own thing, maybe trying something that's actually like, maybe instead of making their own spin on the universe, maybe make their own project inside of the universe of Fallout, like I was saying earlier. But I don't know, and maybe it'll follow the game store, maybe it won't. We'll have to wait and see. So yeah, what are you guys? What do you guys think about the Halo Season 2 trailer and the Fallout trailers? Leave in the comments below. I'm going to see what Fallout's about, and I am hopeful that Halo Season 2 is good. But yeah, the podcast. You can follow it on Media with Faye on Spotify and at D8 Entertainment on YouTube. And on Twitter, we are at @media_buffet and at D8 Entertainment without the E at the end. And also, go subscribe to the Media Buffet bonus channel, Media Buffet YT. That is where we post all of our other stuff that we don't have on the podcast. And for me, it's at MercurySC on YouTube. Excuse me. At MercurySCheese on Twitter. And MercurySCheese on Twitch. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.